Around Comics, episode 65. Chicago, this is Around Comics, a roundtable discussing topics in and around the world of comics. I'm your host, Christopher Niesman. I'm joined, as always, by my partner in crime and the co-host of the show, Brian Salazar.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
I wasn't talking to you.
Again.
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 I'm not talking to you.
Well, again, just
I'm
like...
I'm just not talking to you because you got married and I'm not talking to you because of it.
Because I'm off the market now?
Yeah.
Broke your heart?
Wow.
No.
Because interesting undertone to the show now that I'll be looking for.
See, it all makes
episode.
Sense now, doesn't it?
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a whole subtext. No,
well,
I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
As, I'm, as we said on
I don't
Monday,
know what I'm talking about.
Tom is taking the week off to celebrate the new year with his lovely girlfriend up in Michigan, so he's not on this episode. But we do have
she
our good buddy.
Go.
Yeah, we do have our good buddy, Mr. John Suntress. John, how you doing?
Doing fabulous. Happy New Year to you, boys. And, Tom, the seat is even warmer now.
And John's twice the man you are.
Physically. Yes.
Emotionally.
And there, a guy who hasn't sat in on the panel in a long time, we can always hear you berating us in the background.
Yes. But
mostly so, but I think I'm going to move on to Chris this year.
All right.
Oh, new
year.
It's
2007. Yay. It's
turning over a new leaf. ladies and gentlemen, the owner of Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles, Mr. Mark Beatty.
How you doing, guys?
It's been a hell of a...
And I'm triple the man that Tom is.
Yes, you are.
Literally.
Not emotionally, though.
No.
You're
no.
sort of stunted.
I'm half a Chris.
I'm stunted.
Well, this is a part two of our 2006 year in review. On Monday, we went over the top news stories in our wire-to-wire comic news for 2006. This episode, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite comics in the past year. But before we get into that, I'd like to let you know that this episode of Around Comics is sponsored by the New York Comic Con.
The New York Comic Con is bigger, better, and has double the space with more gaming and anime for 2007. Come to the Jacob Javits Center February 23rd through the 25th and experience the biggest pop culture event in New York City, featuring comics, anime, manga, graphic novels, video games, trading card games, RPG, MMOs, toys, movies, TV, celebrities, and more, including Around Comics and other podcasts. Guests of honor include Stan Lee, Jeff Smith, J. Michael Straczynski, and George Perez, with many more to be announced. For a complete list of guests, as well as show and advance ticket information, visit www.nycomiccon.com. Don't miss out on the 2007 New York Comic Con.
Yay!
Woo!
We got our plane tickets.
We did.
We found a good underpass that we're going to sleep. It's going to be great. And some newspapers. But yes, we will be there in
I plan
February.
On getting mugged
yeah,
at least know. Once.
I mean, that's not.
That, what's the New York baptism? Isn't there
usually being spit on by Lupinella and I think Mellon.
It's getting shit on by a pigeon is a yeah. New York baptism.
I thought it was
baptism.
Getting your wallet stolen by a hooker.
No, can't wait mind. To go
that's
to Gotham.
That's a story of somebody else I know. So.
Yeah, very very much looking forward to
their
that.
First trip to New York.
Around Comics is recorded every Friday at 7 o'clock at Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles, located at 4835 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. If you're in the area, please drop by. We would love to meet you. When you're here, remember to ask Mark about Dark Tower's Pull List membership. Mark, is it one of the best Pull List memberships available?
Damn straight.
Dark Tower has...
I was going to say, no, it sucks.
Come on, 20%, up to 20% off.
Up and to. For, and
find,
for and
find
free bags and boards.
And free bags and boards. And a loving, just a loving world
caring
around
service.
Your comics. Caring service.
Oh. Mark will grope you.
I'll give you a reach around. If you
the one it. Thing I will say Mark does maybe better than any comic store guy that I've been around is recommendations.
Yes.
Mark is one of the best there is at recommending books that maybe you would like because he knows your buying habits. So there you go.
Thank you, Sal. This is why I'm moving on to Chris this year.
Forget the one
I've
box
been too
of
nice to you.
Remember, your Around Comics experience isn't complete until you've read this week's Long Box of Love. Each Thursday episode of Around Comics, like this one, has a wonderfully handcrafted web comic from Brian Bowles. Check it out every Thursday at AroundComics.com.
Mm. I'm waiting for the inflatable version.
Of the long box of long.
Oh,
God. And you could help us by spreading the Around Comics love. There's a few different ways to do that. First of all is our listener LCS challenge. You can go to our homepage at www.aroundcomics.com and download our flyer. If you can get your local comic shop owner or manager to display that in their store, we will mention both you and them on the show and provide a link to the store at our site. A couple other things you can do. You can give us a dig at dig.com. You can become our virtual friend at comicspace.com. Or my personal favorite, the iTunes music review. Be as cool as Andy Parks. Impossible. If that were even possible.
Impossible.
Yes. All right, guys. That will do it for our beginning announcements. 2006. We went over the year's headlines on Monday. Today we're going to be talking about really just kind of our favorites. And this is, you know, in no way a best of, because I think that is a very subjective thing. What is best for
one person? Oh, no. I'm going to tell you.
It is the best.
Yeah. His favorites are the best.
No,
I respect that.
You would.
Not at all.
You would.
No.
But guys, I tell you what, we had started up a forum or a thread on the forum that to have folks give their picks for their favorites. So, you know, maybe we'll just we'll start with some of those, and it will spur us into what our favorites were. Let's start with Scott Cederlund, who does View from the Cheap Seats, Wednesday's Hall, and he's a Pop Syndicate reviewer.
Yes,
so, Scott Cederlund actually, I think, a trustworthy opinion.
Trust.
I had thrown out some categories there and told people that they didn't have to stick to them, but if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. It was a favorite series, favorite single issue, favorite writer, favorite artist, top news story, publisher of the year, comics-related stuff like TV, movies, and games, and what you're looking forward to in 2007. And starting us off was Scott, and his favorite series was Next Wave, Agents of Hate. And I think that topped a lot of people's lists.
It was an extremely fun series. I thought the art was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of a departure for Warren Ellis. I mean, it was a straight-up gag kind of book, and I really liked it. I thought it was a real fun book.
Yeah, I like it, too. No, it's funny Warren Ellis, good Stuart Immonen mm-hmm. art.
Scott's favorite single issue for the year was Local Number 3, and that was the rock band.
You were a huge fan of that one. I remember when that came mm-hmm. out, you couldn't stop talking about that.
I gave a copy of that comic to Bob Mould. Seriously.
Where'd you run into Bob Mould? Husker Du
and Sugar and Bob Mould. He was down at Columbia College. Sure. They have their recording studios down on Michigan Avenue. They do a TV program very similar to Inside the Actors Studio, but they do it for musicians. And this was one of the first episodes that they had recorded.
Wow.
And it was Bob Mould and Marta, my wife.
first time saying that?
Yeah, actually. yes, my wife Marta is a huge Bob Mould fan, and she sends me this email. It's like, hey, Bob is going to be doing this, you know, Inside the Actors Studio type show. Let's get tickets and go. And tickets were like $3 or something.
That's great.
You know, or I think it may have even been a just first come, first serve. And went there
did he play?
Not really. He had his guitar up there and just kind of strummed through a couple things.
Oh,
but,
really?
But didn't actually. It was really a straight interview kind of thing. But yeah, afterwards I had brought that issue of Local. It was in my book bag, and I was like, I think, you know, after everything that Husker Du had gone through, and that for people that don't know, that issue of Local was all the members of a band that had made it like super huge, and they were from Richmond, Virginia, and they had made the world stage, and it all moved away and moved to, you know, New York, and spent a lot of time in Europe, and it was about them coming back after the breakup of the band, coming back to Richmond, and how they interacted with the people in that town, and all. It was a fantastic issue, and I thought that the parallels with Husker Du and even Sugar were great. So anyway, so I gave, never to hear, you know, if you liked it or not, but Bob Mould has a copy of that.
That's very cool.
Moving on, his favorite writer is Brian Lee O'Malley.
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, okay. And his favorite artist is Gabriel Bob.
Here. Yes. Casanova.
Yeah, wow. The art on that has been phenomenal. So.
Well, I love it. Yeah. So European in its sensibilities, and it really, I think it's nice to see American books looking like that, and give Fraction credit for having the eye. I guess originally he wanted to go after Gabriel's brother.
Fabio Moon?
And, yeah, I guess.
It's Fabio Moon and Gabriel Bob. I asked him about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they might be made-up names?
They may be, yeah. His answer was something to the effect of, well, we're artists, what do you want?
my brother Moon Unit, and I have to admit, I am not a Scott Pilgrim reader, and everyone I know loves it.
I keep hearing about it, but I haven't read it either. And
Mark, your thoughts?
I have no idea.
Okay, but you don't get it.
I haven't read it either.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be very good, but I don't. I have. It's sort of a manga-ish look.
Yeah, a lot
to
of people who I trust really like it.
I know it's about a band. I believe it's a music-centric kind of book, but I haven't read it. But everybody that reads it, yeah, I've heard people just go on and on.
Stop talking about the book we haven't read.
All right. We do that every week, man. What are you talking about? What did he have? He had, Paul D. His series was DMZ.
Another Brian Wood.
I
think that's another one that definitely topped a lot of favorite lists this year.
It was excellent. Yeah, great series.
Well, surprisingly contemporary. I mean, it really, you know, makes you think about, wow, you know.
He did an amazing job of sort of walking the line of talking about issues, but not making the story about that.
Hyper-reality? You know what I mean? Is that a fair description of DMZ?
And I've read a lot of his stuff this year, and I have to say that's the best thing he's written.
DMZ is fantastic. DMZ. Yeah.
You know, and I love Demo, and I love Local, too, and Supermarket, but I have to agree. I think you're right, man.
It's consistent. It's great. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick it up right away. I think I waited 4 months after it came out, and then I just read the first four issues.
Are you guys all the way caught up with it now?
Yeah.
I suggest the trade
all the time. I sell that trade all the time.
Yeah.
I just keep them in stock. I mean,
Brian Wood will be happy to hear that. His favorite series was, favorite single issue was Escapist number one.
The Brian K. Vaughan revamp.
Brian K. Vaughan, yeah.
I like it. It's a fun story. It's cute. I kind of miss that original $9 format the Escapist stories. Yeah, because I liked reading those fake Silver Age, Bronze Age, Escapist stories.
I liked them too, but for $9, I didn't. It was like,
but you got so much for $9.
It really was a value.
It was a truly prestige book thing. They were a lot of stuff. In there.
Well, this
great
Escapist
pieces,
series,
great stories,
mini trade, more or less.
Yeah. Yes, it was a mini trade.
They were the series that's come out. I've really liked. At first, I wasn't really sure about it because it was kind of odd. It was, you know, this whole sort of revamp of the character and like a It was like a reissuing of a fake character.
Well,
you know,
it was an independent story, you know, but they would, you know, kind of adhering to this fake
ideology
history.
Or mythology of the character that
Chabon created. And, you know, it's weird, they have inventory Escapist stories that still haven't been published. I hope that Dark Horse will release them in some form, because it was an odd duck book that either was too expensive at $9, and I think maybe it was too late in terms of sustaining it beyond the Brian K. Vaughan miniseries.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a strange thing because this, you know, it's Escapist is from, you know, the book Cavalier and Clay and it's just odd that, you know, he tried to create this backstory of this, you know, character and everything, and set it in the Silver Age and everything, Golden Age. And
well,
they did a nice job of it.
They, you know, Jim Starlin did a great Escapist story. Gene Colan drew a beautiful story. Chaykin did a great 1940s Escapist. I mean, that's the thing. They got really cool creators to do various stories about the Escapists in different eras. And I like the Brian K. Vaughan story, which is much more of an indie story.
Yeah.
But I liked, to be honest, I really enjoyed the other ones more.
Let's move on. His favorite he put writers. He couldn't pick just one. He had Kevin Huizenga, Matt Fraction, and Brian Wood.
All solid.
Yeah,
sure.
His artists were Tony Millionaire and Billy Hazelnuts, which I'm not sure.
Is that for Billy Hazelnuts?
Sock Puppet.
Oh, what? Tony Millionaire for Billy Hazelnuts.
Sock Monkey.
Sock Puppet.
Jesus, Paul, could you pick? publisher of the year, Vertigo.
Picking on Paul's pick.
And what you're looking forward to in 2007, Beasts from Fantagraphics and Warren Ellis' new novel.
Mm-hmm. Our good buddy Matt Kramer, and his favorite series, plural, Checkmate. Which
nobody can follow the rules.
I know. Well, plural. It was a good year. There's a lot of great stuff.
Who cares?
Checkmate, X Factor, Fables, and Shadow Pact, and those are all four really solid. It would be hard for me to pick. Except for Shadow Pact, which I didn't read.
I didn't like the first arc of Shadow Pact. I love Day of Vengeance. I am back on Shadow Pact since they've moved away from that first arc.
Really? And you didn't like that
the blood thing?
Yeah.
No, it didn't interest me. But I really love the characters. And, man, this most recent issue, which focused on Ragman, was great. And again, it's a bunch of really interesting characters, and it's same with Fables. Bill Willingham is a wonderful writer. I'm glad that the audience has rediscovered him.
Sure.
He's a stud.
He's a young gun. Single issue was Shadow Pact number 4, the Blue Devil issue.
Mm-hmm.
Checkmate number 6, and Loaded Bible number 1.
Yes.
Tim Seeley. Very funny. Loaded Bible 2 coming out shortly.
Yes, with a cameo appearance by
three members of this panel.
Yes, by three of us.
Mm. Yes.
Well, who's the third?
It's not. I'm not. As long as Marcus,
it might be me since I sell him his books.
There you go. That's cool.
Yes, Marcus.
So buy Loaded Bible number 2.
Loaded Bible 2.
And by the way, Checkmate. Chris and I, of course, going on about Ruck and how great it is, but it really is a neat DC series that I hope.
I'm going to go back and read that in trade. I started reading Checkmate, and because it's so sort of involved, and it's not only a bunch of characters I really don't know that well, but the whole political intrigue, and Rucka writes these really sort of twisting and turning. So I stopped reading it, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to.
It's great, man, and the Suicide Squad is back.
I think it'll read better for me
in
trade.
I mean,
and speaking of Shadow Pact is in Checkmate now.
That's
which
right.
Was awesome.
They deputized.
It was so cool.
They deputized Shadow Pact, but more importantly, they deputized Detective Chip. It's like serving him with a subpoena. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Very funny.
It's very cool.
So, way to go, Greg.
His favorite writers: Peter David and Jim Starlin. Matt Kramer is the biggest Jim Starlin fan, quite possibly on the face of the earth.
Jim Starlin's a great writer.
Well, that Mystery in Space stuff that that is phenomenal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Good stuff.
His favorite artist,
Renato
Gaitis and Dave Inglesham.
Dale Inglesham.
I'm sorry.
Who is doing JSA currently.
Yeah, Justice Society, yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Oh, really, okay. You really stepped it up a notch since the last time I saw his art.
Oh, really? I've always felt, even back in the cross-gen days on books like Sigil, he just does great heroic James Bama, iconic-looking big muscle men and makes them look classically good.
Maybe I just like it with the DC stuff.
His publisher of the year was DC, and the answer to this next one is going to be a very common theme for the rest of the show. Comic-related stuff like TV, movies, and games. Matt and just about everybody else is totally hooked on Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
I just got it. I just bought, like, 2 days ago.
It is video game crack for comic book fans.
It is. I just bought my Xbox 360 2 days ago, and that was the first game I bought. And at 3:30 this morning, my friend Tony sent me a PM through Xbox Live saying, "Junkie." And that was it. That was the whole message, because I couldn't stop. That game, if you're a superhero fan, if you're a Marvel Comics fan, it's just so much fun. It is crack. It's like, it's digital crack.
It's awesome. And he's looking forward to Fantastic Four 2, Spider-Man 3, The Resolution of Civil War, and 52, coming up in 2007.
Good picks.
All right. Field Braxton's nominations?
For series, Done to Death, 52, and The Escapist.
Mm-hmm.
Single issue, Sharkman number 1. Man, that was fun.
It was. Did you read Sharkman?
I read Sharkman. I mean, I saw the cover and everything.
It was fun. Oh, yeah.
Did it ever come out anymore, Sharkman?
No.
Just one.
Just the first one.
Number two's coming out, though, it is.
Eventually.
It is coming out.
Was that Steve Pugh on art?
Yes. Pugh, whatever you say his name.
I wasn't asking that to be
stuff,
like...
Probably the best
like,
I've ever seen him draw. Oh, ever.
Slamming it or anything. I just didn't know. I didn't actually read the first one, but I know
fun.
a lot of people
may have thought it may have gotten canceled or whatever.
it is
coming out.
Okay.
It's pretty soon, too, if I remember.
Well, there you go.
Writers, I can't disagree with them. It is his year. Matt Fraction, I mean, go back to Five Fists of Science coming out from Image. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Casanova and how great it is. And, man, he hit the ground running with Iron Fist and Punisher War.
Yeah. I don't know that you could have had two better first mainstream titles come out like that. I mean, those issues were phenomenal.
No, and he's a, as we know, funny dude.
I think 2006 was the year that he came onto the scene. I think 2007 is going to be the year that he becomes a household name for comic book fans.
Maybe. And I think...
then that's where all the hate will come out and people will just start slamming you on message boards. And so look forward to that, Matt.
Yeah, and then 2008 is the year that he'll retire.
Hi, I'm Matt Fraction, and this is Around Comics, and it's a podcast that you listen to on your pod, and it's casted to your pod, and you can listen to it, and it's sweet. And I love it, and I love you.
Mark, you want to do the next one?
I get to do one.
There you go.
Somebody named Tunberry 111. Sounds like an old phone number from a 40s movie.
Call
Tunberry 111.
Oh, operator.
Give Stuart stars in this exciting suspense film.
On the next episode of Tunberry. His favorite series, nobody does understand that whole pick one, do they? Criminal, from Brubaker. Captain America, from Brubaker. Moon Knight, and Exterminators.
Moon Knight, very polarizing book.
Yeah.
It's been okay.
I've liked it.
I didn't like the Taskmaster issues, and I love Taskmaster.
All right.
I don't know, the book's just unwinding too damn
slow. Didn't make my favorite list, but I can see how
I liked
some people
it, but I wouldn't have put it on my... as much as I really was looking forward to a Moon Knight book coming back, but...
Interesting in comparison, when the Essential Collection came out, and they got all those great 11-page stories that were in the back of those Hulk magazines and like that,
mm-hmm.
plus the Sienkiewicz Doug Munch run as well. I like Charlie Houston's story. It is taking way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Way too long.
Yeah,
I've
gotten to the point where I can't disagree with that any longer. So.
His favorite single issue, and I can't really argue her, Ultimates 2, number 12, because
when I saw
that book, that was... It's got one more issue to go, but that kept me going for another couple of months.
When I read that, I'm just like, man, Mark Miller really knows how to pay off a book. I mean, he just really knows how to set you up. I mean, it's very, I don't want to say cliche, but it is very sort of
standard. He knows payoff.
But he sets you up with it and just pays you off on that book. It was great.
You just want to see them, that opening sequence from the Ultimate Alliance game. You just want to see him do the Ultimates in that style.
Yeah, no kidding.
A whole movie.
Yeah.
I'd pay $30 for that on DVD. favorite writer, Ed Brubaker.
No argument here.
Great year for him. I mean, Daredevil hasn't missed a beat, and Cap has been great since issue one.
Mm-hmm. He's even doing a pretty fair job on X-Men, which I haven't read in a long time.
Criminal's been fantastic. Iron Fist.
Iron Fist is co-written.
And that Winter Soldier one-shot was excellent.
Yeah. That came out this week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
excellent story.
So good. So good. If they don't do an Invaders book, if Ed Brubaker does not write an Invaders book, it's a friggin' crime. I'm sorry. Just do a mini. I had four issues.
You're getting a mini
and
Cap, man. I mean, that's a great thing. You're getting these great little interludes
that
are fantastic.
I want full-on Invaders, Toro and the Torch and Namor and all those guys together fighting, you know.
Hitler.
The best scene in that one shot was Namor. Well, I mean, those flashback scenes were fantastic, but that conversation between Namor and Bucky was just priceless. and that's the great thing. I mean, at the core, he has reinvented Bucky, but at the core, he is still Bucky, and I love that about him, and that he is still that great character of the 40s.
Six-issue mini, that's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, really.
They
do a modern version, too. I mean, if he's doing such a great job with all these characters right now, can you imagine six issues?
They'll do it.
Sure.
They have to.
Just six. All those
ancillary Cap characters. His Fury is fantastic. Sharon Carter is interesting again.
Yeah.
Lucian is interesting. The Red Skull has been very interesting. I mean, it's a great story.
Armin Zola.
Yes.
I think the answer to his artist fill in is why he likes Moon Knight so
yep.
much.
Because yeah, Finch is
his favorite artist is David Finch.
Finch is the star of that book. He really is. No offense, Charlie Houston, but really, Finch's art is pretty spectacular.
I'm kind of looking forward to someone else drawing it. I just think it, for whatever reason, I've always really liked Finch's art, except for in Moon Knight, it was like so over rendered to me.
I agree.
I thought his other stuff, like when he was doing New Avengers, and
I
loved that stuff. I thought, you know, like his Spider-Man was amazing, mm-hmm. and I thought, but for whatever reason, the Moon Knight stuff, it was like, there was I remember a scene where like it was a cigar, and this thing had enough.
Detail
on a cigar. Yeah, it was just like, just holy crap. You don't, you know, come on, back off a little bit.
I almost lit the issue on fire.
All right, go on.
His top news story was Britney Spears' crotch.
Britney Spears' crotch.
Britney Spears' crotch. Well, his point was he thought it was, was cool how people were dying in wars and that this was the top news story. And I have to admit, he's completely right on that one.
Yeah.
Who gives a crap? She didn't wear a panty.
He must have not seen Victoria Beckham topless then on the beach, because that totally completely blows that out of the water.
David Beckham's wife, Posh Spice.
Posh Spice.
Oh, who cares?
Phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say.
Whatever. Favorite publisher, Marvel.
Okay. And,
yeah, I don't know if I pick Marvel just for the fact that they're late on so many things. They drive me crazy. I love most of the books I read from them, and it disturbs me to be late on so many things that I like.
Well, it's just the last year that we're just thinking about the last year, not
it's
you know,
been,
all
oh, this
time,
has been the worst year. Well, no. Spider-Man, Black Cat just got finished up 2 years late this year.
Daredevil Father.
Yeah. Daredevil Father, 2 years late.
Yeah.
Heck, they're just now finishing up Eternals.
And they'll never finish up Target, Bullseye Target.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
They'll never
get
finished. I got one issue at home. It's dying.
Oh, well.
His related stuff is V for Vendetta movie and DVD. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which I've only seen and not played.
Play it. Buy it.
Last system I bought was an N64, so that explains a lot. I can't. I was telling them earlier, I cannot buy a system that costs more than most of the cars I bought as a year. I bought at least
a
half dozen cars
now. You
under
have money rolling
bucks.
In monthly.
And I just, if I can't drive it home, I just can't buy it.
Aren't you a Richie now?
I'm huge. I'm so money. Right
what
now.
Next? What's next?
All right, L. Dave, our buddy from the South Side. What is this?
Ramayan 3392.
Never heard of it.
Is that one of the Virgin?
That's the
comics,
Virgin book. Yeah,
yeah,
I think it's.
Oh,
Virgin.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's I've been reading the Virgin, and that's
Exterminators.
You know, we didn't go over that in the news, and we're not
Virgin.
Going to. But yeah, Virgin kind of came on the scene this year.
Yeah.
So I think that was
a lot
definitely
of big time creators and interesting Hollywood people
connections,
involved as well with Guy Ritchie and
Luke
Nick
Cage's
Cage
kid. Writing, co-writing.
So, Exterminators, good for you, Dave. Everyone should be reading that book.
Fear Agent.
Love another one of our favorites. His favorite single issue was JSA number 1, and that was up there for me.
Phenomenal.
Great book.
His top news story was the announcement of Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man. L. Dave, if you don't know him from the forum, you wouldn't know this, but he is a huge Iron Man fan.
Okay.
So he's really ready for the end of Civil War, so everyone can stop
hating
Iron Man. His publisher of the year was DC, just for their showcase series. And
great re-presentation of a lot of Silver Age runs. Nice to see the Carmine Infantino Batman come back.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see
the Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex
was awesome.
And House of Secrets was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, man, my personal favorite has been The Unknown Soldier, because it starts off with just great Joe Kubert art and then goes into Dave Michelinie wrapping up the regular series and stuff. And what a wonderful character. And again, a testament to those creators who could like tell an amazing story in just 11 or 8 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It was great stuff. I love the showcases and the essentials. His comics-related stuff, Ultimate Alliance. There's another one.
Looks like everybody's playing Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, that's what everyone listening to the podcast and playing Ultimate Alliance. What is he looking forward to in 2007? Iron Man going back to monthly. Says, a guy can dream, can he?
G-Dog, keep in mind, I started reading comics again in September of this year. I started downloading back issues. Shame on you. And it ended the month with a pull list at my LCS. Attaboy.
See, that downloading was good.
I
got him buying comics.
Mm-hmm.
For his favorite series, Fables, it got my wife into comic books, and having a comic to share and discuss means a great deal to me.
Very cool.
Love Fables.
Fables is a great book.
Justice League made me want to learn more about the DCU. That's nice to hear because as an old-time DC reader, Brad Meltzer is bringing characters back that, you know, and
Chris
doing
is a perfect example. He said, you know, damn you, Meltzer and Johns, for making me care about the DCU.
Oh, they're killing my budget.
You know, the
well, if you
Justice
didn't buy
League
all those
started off
crossovers.
Not on schedule and has, like, rebounded quite nicely, and they did manage to get six issues done in 2006. I think that's pretty amazing because Ed Bennis's art is beautiful, and I think it's a really interesting story. And that last issue, JLA number 5, really.
Yeah, that was
I thought
extremely
was a
good.
Neat,
I thought it was
take
it
on
was,
Solomon Grundy.
You know, the other thing I really liked about that issue was how it sort of, with I don't want to give too much away in it, but with the Tornado's wife and that event, how that sort of brought everything back around to. Infinite Crisis or Identity Crisis.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
It sort of showed the evolution.
That level of fear.
Yeah, where I really thought that was a nice job of bringing that sort of back to where this all kind of started from, you know?
And I've seen people complain that, you know, they're disappointed that the big three aren't more prominently featured in these first six issues, that they're not more active in terms of heroics. And my feeling is, God, you've seen those people a million times.
They'll be there. They're not going anywhere.
Exactly. And it's nice to see Brad take these smaller characters and give them their first big stories. This is the first big Red
I'm excited about
story.
Black Lightning. It's like,
I love
Come on. Black Lightning and Red Tornado. Two
Vixen.
Pretty. Yeah. Oh,
Vixen
is awesome.
Who, to me, is a staple of the JLA Detroit, one of the worst runs. And it's funny how Johns and Brad Meltzer and all these guys love JLA Detroit, maybe because they're from Detroit.
Area.
But he moves on to say that Nightly News is a great series. It makes him angry, but in a good way. And I know you guys are fans of John Hickman's
series. That's a perfect
series.
Description of that book.
Yeah, no kidding. I thought that was just an amazing first, you know,
couple issues
for a guy that's never done any comic work before. And
visually, it's pretty stunning.
Yeah.
And an interesting approach to telling stories.
Very meaty read, and looking forward to anything else that
more
Jonathan
from
has
him, yeah.
coming out.
DMZ, no matter how bad my luck gets, after reading DMZ, I'm thankful that I have a loving wife, healthy son, and a warm house to live in.
There you go. No kidding.
I agree with the single issues. Green Lantern 15. I never read a Lantern title before this, and now I wish I had. Jeff Johns doing everything with Green Lantern that he did with The Flash.
Yeah.
Redefining the character and reminding everyone why they're great characters. And Detective 826, that's the Tim Drake Joker one-shot in the car.
Fantastic.
It's my favorite book of the year. It really, Paul Dini and Don Kramer just knocked it out of the park. And 22 issues in a day where decompressed stories and six-parters go on way too long. Boom. Great story. Got it done in 22 pages. That was great. For writers, Brian Michael Bendis, Color Me Silly, but I just love Ultimate Spider-Man as the Clone War saga wraps up. Well, and I think Marvel Knights, the story that's going to follow, is going to be a pretty interesting story as well. He's throwing Ultimate Wolverine, Ultimate Daredevil, and Spider-Man and Moon Knight all together.
Throw them all in there.
So that should be interesting. And Brubaker, Criminal Kicks Ass.
Yes, it does.
Along with his mainstream work, I would agree. John Hickman as well. I'm mad as hell, if you must know, and I don't believe I will be taking it anymore. For artists, John Hickman, for one designer to another, not enough memory available to complete the separation.
I know that one.
Publisher of the Year, Vertigo, for Why the Last Man, Crossing Midnight, Fables, My Wife Now Reads Comics.
There you go.
And what he's looking forward to in 2007, Civil War. I can't wait for the end of Civil War, where some aliens or evil mutant will show up and the heroes join together again. Then everyone kisses and makes up with no long-term ramifications or consequences. Totally undoing the entire event. Totally worth all the money I spent on crossovers, tie-ins, and one-shot issues.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. I really don't think that is going to happen. At least at this point, if it were to happen... God, that would be...
They've pretty much said that won't be the case. That this isn't going to be
an easy
fix.
It would be bad. It would be bad if it were to happen. Brian Bowles, our own Brian Bowles, is next.
Of Long Box of Love.
Long Box of Love. Fame, yes. Speaking of that, Brian, last episode we had talked about Tom's contest that he's going to run in January, where he accidentally ordered two Absolute Watchmans
while he was drunk.
Oops. And so he's going to give one of them away in a contest in January. And so I contacted Brian, I emailed him, I said, hey, can you do something for the contest, just like a some art for the contest. So
okay.
He did that this last week, and it's pretty funny. So we'll roll that out when the contest goes. But anyway, Brian had his favorite series was Casanova. You know, we talked about that already. Casanova is
a fantastic series.
Yes.
Single issue, Casanova number one. Writers, a tie between Matt Fraction and Ed Brubaker, so you get the best of both worlds in Immortal Iron Fist. Artist, Stuart Immonen. I can never pronounce his name.
Immonen?
On Next Wave. Yeah, it's hard to argue with that one. News stories, the EC Archives being republished.
Very cool.
New colors. Yeah, that's great stuff. Publisher of the Year, Image. You know, I think last year we were talking about this, where Image was, you know, becoming my one of my favorite publishers out there, if not my favorite.
They were
publisher.
My 2005 publisher.
Yeah, they were. They have really just put out so much good stuff. Comics related stuff like TV, movies, and games. The Amazing Screw on Head cartoon. That was good.
Very entertaining.
What you're looking forward to in 2007? The return of Nexus. Omings Mice Templar.
Yep,
that's gonna be good.
More EC Archives. The end of Why the Last Man, 300 the Movie, Spider-Man 3, and so much more. Sounds like it's going to be a good year.
100 Bullets will be wrapping up next year.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's Why the Last Man wraps up, and there's, I think there's another...
Vertigo title?
Is there another one that wraps up?
It's a more finite series, but yeah, it's...
Ex Machina? No, that's not right.
No, I don't think so. Ex Machina is supposed to go at least 50 issues.
Yeah.
But Mice Templar, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I talked to Oming about that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hoot, I think. Our good buddy Pat Wojka chimes in. His favorite series... once again, no one understands the pick one, but he goes with Captain America and Daredevil. Consistently good with great art, great stories. These books never disappoint. And you gotta agree with him on that. His favorite single issue, New Avengers number 26, a beautifully illustrated book detailing the final fates of two beloved characters.
Yeah, that came out this week as we're recording, and I was really pleased with how a nice, quiet, interesting story that was between the Scarlet Witch and Clint Barton. Well, you know, I liked the change in Maleev's art, which I found very striking and interesting. I don't know what exactly.
There was something
the
different there. It was
softer, maybe, or
absolutely.
Some, you know, there was some. Yeah, there certainly was some change there. That I was actually, I didn't even realize Maleev was going to be on that book, and I was kind of surprised when I picked it up and saw him doing that issue. So.
I wonder if that's a key and a clue into what we're going to see when Spider-Woman finally comes out next year.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since we've seen Maleev doing anything, so since Daredevil.
Yeah, chimes back in. Casanova number one was his other favorite single issue, and I think that we talked about Casanova. His great stuff.
Yeah.
His favorite writers, no surprises here. Ed Brubaker. Besides his brilliant Cap run, he started on Daredevil, Criminal, Uncanny X-Men, and Iron Fist. Not a stinker in that bunch. he said Mike Carey is also on the rise. He finished a long run on the underrated Lucifer and started great runs on X-Men and Ultimate Fantastic Four, plus a new Vertigo title, Crossing Midnight. I haven't picked up Crossing Midnight yet, but the Ultimate Fantastic Four work.
Crossing Midnight was really good. It was really interesting and made me want to read the next issue, which is the key.
Great. His favorite artist, star Steve McNiven, he says, is pouring out his heart and soul into Civil War, and it shows. And Stuart Immonen should be up here for his versatility and fun layouts on Next Wave. I can't wait to see what he does on Ultimate Spidey. So his publisher of the year is Image. Between new books like Fury Agent, The Last Christmas, Phonogram, Casanova, and Fell, plus established books like The Walking Dead and Invincible, Image has been putting out great and diverse books in a market flooded with crossovers. Have to agree. Comics related stuff like TV, movies, games, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. How fun is this game?
I'm really starting to see a trend.
He says, and I can play Luke Cage, Sweet Christmas. What he's looking forward to in 2007, convention season, World War Hulk, and of course, more around comics.
Is there anybody, enjoys conventions more than Pat?
Pat lives for conventions.
Pat is a convention fiend. He's an animal.
Yeah, he does really well at them, too.
He loves them.
Well, he does actually get put back into his coffin between them, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but he has to travel with dirt from San Diego to sleep on.
I thought it was just old back issues.
Something like that. We love Pat.
My stunt double.
Yes.
That's true. For all my action scenes, I always turn to Pat Loika.
That is true, isn't it? Yeah.
Pat, jump over the cliff. Okay.
Why don't you go ahead?
Andy Jewett, my stuff is more like people and books I've discovered or rediscovered in 2006. I apologize if this was not what you guys had in mind. For his series, he picks Roger Landridge's Fred the Clown. single issue, Pussy by Daniel Close.
Okay, that's enough from Andy Jewett then.
he has, for writers, Dan Slott, Daniel Close, Gilbert Hernandez, Liz Prince, and Liz Bale, or Bale?
Bailey?
Ballet?
Bailey?
For artists, Roger Landridge, Dan Close, Matt Kint, Aaron Reiner, Sergio Carrello, Fred E. Williams II. Did I say it wrong, Sergio?
It's like Latin.
Carrillo?
Carrillo?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Dave Wachter, of course. And, of course, our own Pat Loika. And Publisher of the Year, Fantagraphics and Top Shelf, Too Close to Call. For TV, movie, and game, Superman Returns, minus the super bastard, which is a very
interesting way of
picking on the kid.
He did get laid in the second film. Or is it the second film or third?
Yeah, but if we look at the Donner cut, he realized that was negated.
Quiet.
No poontang for the Superman. Oh, anyway.
X3 and Marvel Ultimate Alliance or other things.
It didn't get negated. They just went around it. They didn't show you
as much.
They edited
it out.
Yeah, whatever. Oh.
They found him in bed, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was a 70s.
Let's quickly around the group. Superman Returns, good or bad?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good or bad.
Good or bad?
Categories here.
Jeez,
I'll say bad.
Yeah, if I gotta put it in good or bad, I'd have to say bad.
I mean, again,
there were scenes that I enjoyed in it, but to me, it was like sort of
all right. Good or disappointed? Good or disappointed?
Disappointed, certainly.
All right,
absolutely
disappointed.
Okay, I could be a little disappointed, but I still enjoyed it.
All right. Chris,
I'm gonna hold that.
He didn't
comment.
See it.
All right, friend.
You haven't seen.
Disappointed. He hasn't seen anything. He hasn't seen
X3. Yeah, I own X3.
But
yeah,
I will say the Donner cut of Superman 2 improves Superman Returns. When you see the Donner cut of Superman 2, Superman Returns makes a lot more sense.
All right.
I just got that 14 disc set for Christmas. I'm such
good
a happy.
God,
really? I'm just gonna go super crazy very soon.
I was gonna say,
are
you gonna use the Superman 3 and 4 as like shotgun?
I may never.
Pull.
You're listening to Around Comics. You can even listen naked, and no one would ever know. But seriously, I wouldn't go around telling people about that because it's pretty freaking weird.
Next, we have Dustin Dres, series Fables and Shadow Pact. Writers:
good choice.
Ed Brubaker, Brian K. Vaughan, Bill Willingham.
Artist: trend I'm seeing here.
Darwin Cook and Nico Henrichholm.
Who's Nico? I don't know Nico.
Nico,
Pride of Baghdad.
Oh, okay, sure, great. Sure, okay.
Yeah, he was excellent.
I was about to say, you're both hooked up to the internet now. You can look it up.
Yeah, we could look it up. Publisher of the Year, Marvel.
It's all up here, Mark. It's all up here.
Comics-related stuff like TV, movies, and games. Heroes.
Fine television show.
Yeah, sure. And what he's looking forward to in 2007, the new Harry Potter movie.
The new Harry Potter.
There you go.
So am I.
We had a couple more that aren't on the...
I've got them right here.
Oh, okay.
Paper cut. What would a year in review episode be
without
a wonderful, lengthy tome from our good buddy Dan?
45 minutes shorter is what it would be.
Favorite series, he says, damn, this was hard. Dan, I'm going to skip through a lot of your posts here, and we're going to get to the meat of it. His favorite series from the year, All-Star Superman, Criminal, The Damned, Daredevil, DMZ, The Exterminators, Fables, Fell, Next Wave, Agents of Hate.
Dan, do you understand the whole idea X-Factor behind picking one?
It wasn't top Dan. 10.
We really didn't talk much about All-Star
even
Superman.
Even two or three,
yeah.
You can't pick the entire
Superman
Marvel selection.
Well, I think because, you know, it...
There were four issues,
yeah.
Or 5 issues.
Of which book?
All-Star Superman.
Yeah, there's been 5.
There you go.
It's been fantastic.
So I think it's
and
been, yeah,
it's
slow but
phenomenal.
It's coming out really soon, actually.
Yeah.
Very good. Very
love
good.
Love it.
And I know the hardcover's solicited this month.
I saw that too, yes.
Yeah, but where is that All-Star Batman?
Quiet you.
His favorite single issues. He says, well, since it was hard enough to narrow down the series, I'm going to cheat with this category. He says, I'm picking Pride of Baghdad as my single issue OGN of the year.
I guess it's a single.
It's...
We didn't do collected
anything. Well,
and that,
best
yeah.
trade.
And that wasn't, I mean, it was an OGN, but I think, and it's in my best of, and I think it's going to be looked back on as probably the most important single release of 2006.
I think on a lot of lists you're going to find that as the best book of the year, but, you know, it was amazing. It was gorgeous.
I think it'll have the most staying power of anything that came out this year.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He says,
besides Burt Reynolds on a blue pill.
yes.
What?
Okay.
Hey, Gus.
Favorite writers.
Oh, he also mentioned 1001 Nights of Snowfall, which I think
he didn't pick a single issue of anything. That was excellent. In the single issue category.
And Chris, have you read that yet?
No.
All right, favorite writers. Warren Ellis was still on the top of his game this year. His next wave was in my top five series. He finally delivered in the last issue of Planetary. He offered a new format with Fell, a success in all regards. He gave Tony Stark an upgrade in Iron Man Extremis. He almost extinguished the Ultimate Earth in Ultimate Extinction. He rejuvenated a long-dead pocket of the Marvel Universe in New Universal, on and on and on. But even with all these accomplishments, I have to agree with Pat and other people who said it was Ed Brubaker's year. Other honorable mentions go to Brian K. Vaughan, Brian Wood, Robert Kirkman, Paul Dini, and Matt Fraction.
All good stuff. His favorite artist, I've mentioned before that I love Darwin Cook. Also, can't get enough Jim Chung, Stuart M.O.N., Michael Wark, Alex Maleev. He says, New Avengers number 26 is insanely beautiful work. Tony Moore, Tommy Lee Edwards, Seth Fisher, Ryan Kelly, Scott Johnson, Pat Wicca, and the incomparable Dave Wachter.
Jim Chung, Jim Chung, right? Is that his name?
Jimmy Chung.
God, that kid's good.
Oh, yeah.
I like his art a lot.
I love Cyan back in the Crosshair days, and Young Avengers was fantastic, and the stuff that he's doing with Bendis now is really great, too.
Yeah, he's I think probably my favorite new artist this year. Well, not even new, but back to being... No. Mainstream.
You want to do his top news story?
Sure. His favorite news story, Spider-Man Unmasking? Nah. The New York Comic Con sold out and would let even creators back in? Nope. The DC would attempt to and then make good on a good quality weekly comic series? No. My favorite news flash of 2006 would have to be that John Romita Jr. doesn't have a mullet any longer. That was breaking news on... Yeah. Favorite publisher of the year, pound for pound, book for book, the best and most consistent publisher of the year for me was Image. Image is offering diversity of high quality and obviously not afraid to take some risks.
Yep.
Favorite comics related stuff. Podcasts made an impact for this year. This show, Around Comics, plus the Bullpen Bulletins, Crankcast, Indie Spinner Rack, Raging Bullets, on and on. No word balloon mentioned there. They've all contributed to my appreciation of the industry and the degradation of my bank account.
Why?
It's too good to mention.
Oh, there you go. What you're looking forward to in 2007, comic conventions, New York and Wizard World Chicago in particular. He's also looking forward to Planet Hulk when it's released in trade, and then World War Hulk. Return of Thor, more Darwin Cook on the Spirit. And then biggest surprise 2006. That wasn't a category. I guess he's adding his own friggin' category.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm surprised by the sheer number of great books that really caught my attention this year, in particular the series that came out of nowhere and became favorite of mine, like Agents Atlas, Elephant Men, The Nightly News, American Way, Rocketto, Death Note, Wasteland, Mouse Guard, Phonogram, and Next Wave. So there you go.
Right. Mouse Guard has been a very interesting story this year, and how that really.
Oh, it was came out of nowhere.
Feel good story of the year, man.
Yeah, and that's really cool.
1,200 reprintings.
My wife read it, liked the first two issues, didn't like the second two.
Okay.
So far. But she'll probably read the last two when they come out.
But yeah. I think that's an interesting success story at a time when people always complain that there aren't, kid comics and stuff.
It's not really that kiddie, though.
Well, it's...
Kind of kiddie.
It's kind of
young kiddie.
It looks...
It's Watership Down kiddie, at least that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
It looks more like a kid's gorgeous.
It's smart. It's smart, but kid-appropriate type stuff.
Yeah. I like the different... Kid approachable. I like the different format, too, actually.
Yeah.
It's unique.
Yeah. You know, Tom mentioned something about that. I remember when that book first came out, and he said something about that I thought was smart, was that, it's kind of interesting that they have this different format, the square sort of format, but they really don't use it in any way in the story. They don't.
That's true.
They don't really.
I think it's just the way the book is, because it's kind of like a storybook, you know.
It looks like a soft color illustrated book.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I can imagine that whole thing when they come out in like a hardcover, it would look like a little storybook.
Right,
I mean,
and it actually
has the right format for that.
Yeah. Even now, would look good in the children's section. I think of a bookstore.
Sure, really would. Sure.
So, and also on that same token, it's not part of Paper Cut's list, but Abadazad. I think was a great story in 2006 that I think slipped through the cracks in terms of being a book that failed to cross-gen and then, was able to come back and in the children's book format. And Disney, recognizing that it really was an interesting property, giving it the children's book treatment and putting it through Hyperion Press, it's been selling quite well, and I'm very happy for both J.M. DeMatteis and Mike Ploog. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Except for David, Steve Bryant, our own pal from Athena Voltaire fame. For him, the best series was Fables. Even though I'm reading it in trades, every installment is pure gold. I quite agree. He loved Casanova number one. It kicked his ass. For his writers, Ed Brubaker, hands down, he's the first creator in years that has excited me about work-for-hire characters. I agree. Steve Epting, as artist, continues to amaze. He could make more coin if he just penciled, but he knows that his work looks best when he inks it as well. News stories, Speakeasy Goes Belly Up, a story he can relate to. Publisher of the Year, his savior, Ape Comics. I'm biased because they rescued my ass after Speakeasy went under. What does he look forward to in 2007? The animated version of New Frontier. And
yes,
I quite agree. I think absolutely. That's going to be pretty cool.
David, our own David Price.
Oh, I would like to remind everyone, Athena Voltaire, the collected webcomics, came out last Thursday. Check that out if you have a chance.
Yes, indeed.
David Price from Bullpen Bulletin said, first, congratulations to Chris and Marta. Renee and I wish you both many, many happy years together.
Thank you, Mr. Price. You're a wonderful, wonderful man.
His favorite series, plural, Criminal, Iron Fist, All-Star Superman, X-Factor, Fell, and Casanova. Favorite single issue, Fell number 3. Fell goes
I used to say that we had really smart forum members,
they
but
they can't
follow directions.
Well, you did spell it. I mean, series has an S on it, so I guess they assumed it was plural.
Okay.
I don't know. Batman Spirits.
Don't make me pick
X-Factor 13, Infinite Crisis number 4, The Appearance of Barry Allen, Daredevil number 8, The Secret Life of Foggy Nelson, Doctor Strange the Oath number 1, Criminal number 1. Favorite
Man,
writer?
That Doctor Strange series.
It's
fun.
It's
so
fun.
It's
really cool.
Mina's doing great work with the art. Looks like Steve Ditko art. And Vaughn is telling a very funny, very appropriate Doctor Strange story.
Oh, it's a hoot.
Writers, Ed Brubaker, Daredevil, Captain America, Iron Fist, Criminal, Grant Morrison, All-Star Superman, 52, Brian K. Vaughan, Doctor Strange, The Oath, Matt Fraction, Punisher, War Journal, Iron Fist. Favorite artist, Alan Davis, Fantastic Four, The End, Tommy Lee Edwards, Bullet Points, Pasquale Ferry, Ultimate Fantastic Four, Carlos Pacheco, Superman, Frank Quitely, All-Star Superman, Chris Sprouse, Midnighter. Favorite news story, I'm drawing a blank right now, I'll have to think of this one. He never did. Publisher of the Year, Marvel. Comics-related stuff, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. And comic book podcasts.
Does this Ultimate Alliance game, does it come on like a Sega Genesis?
No.
I have that too.
What's he looking forward to in 2007? Dwayne McDuffie on Fantastic Four, Fear Agent from Dark Horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I just want to thank the 3, 4 with John and 5 with the occasional Dave Wachter appearance for giving me hours and hours of enjoyment and for inviting me to Chicago this past August. It was a shame we lived so far apart. That said, I'm really looking forward to February. So there you go.
Thanks, David.
Pretty much all of our
that's our forum post. Now, which gives us an opportunity to thank our forum for a fantastic year of involvement on the show and just being great. So, everyone that posted about this episode, thank you so much, and just the forum members in general. You guys are awesome. So
awesome. Thank you all.
All right, guys. That means it is our turn. Mr. Suntress, what was your favorite series for 2006?
I would say my favorite series has been Captain America by Ed Brubaker, with an honorable mention to Jonah Hex. Sorry, I know I can't even follow rules either, but I have to acknowledge that because of the format and the ability to tell great one-and-done stories in each issue. But Brubaker's Captain America has been great. What he's done with the characters has been fantastic. For single issues, I'd go with Detective Comics 826, that great Paul Dini, Don Kramer story of Tim Drake and the Joker in the car. You know, it sounds like the start of a bad joke, and it ends up being a bad joke. But it was a great story, and again shows what you can do with 22 pages with the right creators doing it. Writers, I'll go with Matt Fraction, Ed Brubaker. I think Bendis is still doing great stuff as well, and Greg Rucka. So I would go with those four. Artists, I think Epting is amazing on Captain America. I think Lark is beautiful on Daredevil. They're two of my favorites. Dale Eaglesham, even though it's only been one issue on Justice Society of America, is great. Ed Bendis is doing a beautiful job on Justice League. Steve Bryant, Athena Voltaire, it's one of the reasons why I love the book. And by the same token, for the black coat, Francesco Francavilla, just gorgeous, gorgeous work. Which leads me to my publisher of the year, Ape Comics, because Ape Entertainment has been really great. They benefited by picking up those books from Speakeasy. They, I, as an older reader, have while I still love superhero stories, I'm always interested in other genres, and they have come through with great examples of great non-superhero adventure fiction that is worth picking up every time there's
Black
a new
Coat,
issue.
Black Coat, awesome. Athena Voltaire is a great comic. Horrorwood is a lot of fun.
Territory 51, great idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, just really fun concepts, and I congratulate them on the stable of creators.
And they've
they
got some neat stuff coming out in 2007.
I look forward to it. You know, I'm going to say, as far as the best TV, movies, games, I'm going with Heroes. I think it's been the most satisfying. I thought X3 was a better movie than people gave it credit. I, like I said, was disappointed
by
Superman.
Wrong.
I was disappointed by Superman Returns. I went in with no expectations of X3 and thought it was a better movie than people gave it credit. Like I said, I haven't played Ultimate Alliance yet, so I can't speak to that. And what am I looking forward to in 2007? I think the slate of Marvel movies look pretty cool, including Ghost Rider. I think FF2 and Spider-Man 3 certainly look great. I'm looking forward to the next Hellboy cartoon that's coming up as well in February. I think that's going to be really interesting. And, you know, I'm hoping that the second half of this season of Heroes is going to be as good as the first half.
Outstanding. Mr. Beatty, what's your favoritist list? Your most awesomest list?
I'm going to do a damn list, just kidding. for series, I'm a toss-up between two.
Because
Agents of Atlas from Marvel, which has been fantastic, much better than I thought. I mean, I just the quick blurb that I read about it originally didn't sound that interesting.
But Jeff Parker made these characters matter.
Yeah, made it fantastic. And Mystery in Space from DC by Starlin. They've both been just fantastic and really surprised me, both of them.
You bet.
So for my series, that's that.
Love them.
For a single issue, actually, the Avengers Illuminati.
Oh, that's cool.
Actually, just because it's the most recent one, and I
just
the one that actually surprised
me the most.
In
Under the Wire.
Yeah, and it surprised me the most because I was expecting a kind of a drawn out Bendis story, and it first issue was slam bam action. I mean, just fantastic stuff, and Chung's art and everything else was a great, great issue. If you haven't picked it up, pick it up now.
And it should still be at your LCS.
Yeah,
and it is 2 weeks
here.
Ago?
Mm-hmm. Writers, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Brubaker because everything he's touched has been gold so far. From Cap to Daredevil to Iron Fist to X-Men, Criminal. I mean, everything he's written has been excellent. Top notch. Artist, like I said, Chung is my favorite artist this year. I think, definitely. News stories, I haven't got any.
The new ownership at Dark Tower Comics?
That's old news already.
All right. Partner?
Oh, geez. You know, I didn't want to do this show to begin with because I can never come
you
up
hate
with,
lists.
I hate lists. I hate trying to remember what I read. So, I don't know. Series, Jesus. There's so many good series that came out this year. Agents of Atlas was one that I absolutely loved. Obviously, Captain America, fantastic. Exterminators, great. Casanova, it's been great.
Phonogram.
Phonogram. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's just so many. If I had to pick, like, one, just my favorite series probably is my favorite series of all time, and it's
Emily Strange?
No, it's Daredevil, because I absolutely loved what Bendis and Maleev did on Daredevil, and I was so thrilled to find out that Lark and Brubaker were coming on Daredevil, and I wasn't disappointed at all. It was fantastic. I probably if I didn't pick Daredevil, I would pick Cap, because I'm so amazed at how Brubaker has been able to take Cap, and in the short amount of time that he's done it, has already, to me, established maybe the best Captain America run ever in comics. To me, that's just my personal opinion.
I'm
you're a diehard,
I have a diehard
yeah.
Cap fan.
Yeah,
this is quite possibly the best Captain America I've ever read.
Yeah, I have to.
It's
agree
up there
with
every great run. So I mean, I'll at least put him in the pantheon of Steranko and Roger Stern and
easy,
Byrne and
easy.
You know,
very very easily.
But so there's been, I mean, there's just been so many good series this year, and it's hard for me to pick one. But those kind of stick out in my mind. Single issue, man, that's real tough. The Cap 65th anniversary issue, I loved that issue. One of just my favorite issues that I read all year long. The Batman Spirit by Darwin Cook.
Jeff Loeb.
Had so much fun with that single issue. I thought it was great. Geez, I'm trying to think of what else. Obviously, I didn't really prepare for this.
I know,
too much,
clearly you love that Winter Soldier special.
I did. I didn't want to pick that because it like just came out this week, but it was so good.
It was 2006, and
it was phenomenal.
This was one of our favorites.
Yeah, I didn't.
Exterminators, yeah, Exterminators. Yeah. Was that number 10?
Number 7.
Number 7.
With the luchador, with
yeah,
the squeezing luchador, the life out of them
fun.
Rats.
I'm trying to think of what else. You know, there's a bunch of other stuff. Nightly News number 1 I thought was just such a departure from anything I'd ever seen in comics. I really thought that was great. I don't know. That's all I got for that. Writers, I'm going to... Jeff Johns, I think, has done just an amazing job this year with Green Lantern and with the JLA and just everything that he's working on. I love it. Brad Meltzer, while he hasn't done nearly as much as some of these other guys this year, I really enjoy his work.
He deserves a hug.
Brubaker, obviously. Matt Fraction.
Obviously.
You know, everybody's talked about that. The one guy whose stuff I really liked this year, and a lot of people don't talk about it, is J. Michael Straczynski.
Yeah, JMS has had a good year.
You talked about his Fantastic Four, that four issues leading up to Civil War, yeah. I thought was fantastic.
Bullet Points is really good.
Great.
It's a good story.
Squadron Supreme has been good, really good again.
And I'm sorry, I love his Spider-Man.
I like his Spider-Man. I think Straczynski has done a lot of good work this year, and nobody really ever talks about him. What other writers? I don't know. There's tons of them. Artists, Darwin Cook. I think this is my Darwin Cook year. I just from Absolute Frontier, which I just picked that up not too long ago. That may be my favorite collected edition ever right now. I mean, as of now, it's just I absolutely love the artwork in that, and so Darwin Cook is definitely up there for me. News stories. We talked about it last episode. Rude Dude and mm-hmm. Baron and Steve Rude bringing Nexus back. I think for me that's a huge story. Publisher of the year, I'd have to give it to DC. I think with 52 being on time and being consistently good and getting better as it went on, and with the other books that you know like JLA and JSA, which they've done phenomenal, John Neal. Phenomenal job on the year one stuff. I wasn't exactly thrilled with, but just as a whole, I think DC's done a really, really good job of putting out good quality, consistent books that I enjoy. On average, I read way more superhero books from DC than I do from anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While I read plenty of Marvel stuff, but it's generally the other stuff that's out there. Then
I was a Marvel guy, and I read 2-1 DC over Marvel now.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of where I read a lot of Marvel stuff, but it'll end up being like mm-hmm. Agents of Atlas or, you know,
it's
bullet cyclical. Points.
I think that Marvel will come back.
Of course they will.
But, you know.
Yeah, I just think 2006, you know,
gotta tip your cap.
DC's mm-hmm. really done a nice job of putting stuff out that I've enjoyed a lot.
I think they prepared to do big things in 2006, and delays on specific books aside, I think for the most part they're fulfilling it, and they have interesting takes on a lot of their old characters, and their 52 has been such a great reexamination mm-hmm. of all these second and third tier characters,
mm-hmm.
and they're reinvigorating the DCU, and I think that's great.
And as a store, that 52 is just a great series for us.
having
a weekly book that sells as much as a monthly hot book, it's a wonderful thing, and it's good.
Yeah,
nice.
Back to series. I did want to mention The Damned by Cullen. I thought that was Cullen Bunn and Brian Hurt. That book like came out to really no, you know, not a whole lot of press, and I think it's just a great book.
Well, Brian was a known quantity, but
Cullen was unknown.
And what a debut for a writer, because that is mm-hmm. solid. It is.
It's a great book.
Very good book. Yeah. Very good book. I know there's stuff I'm leaving out.
You know, I want to mention, too, another acknowledgement, Anthony Johnson and his mm-hmm. great stuff mm-hmm. in Wasteland, too.
It's
a really interesting, unique book, and I hope that, I mean, each year it's like I'm hoping that he's going to really break out more and get more mainstream attention, and I think he is a writer that is just about to break through.
Mm-hmm. I like Johnson's work because he's he can cross different genres. He can do espionage very well.
Yeah, the Queen of Country Declassified is fantastic.
He's the only guy that Greg Rucka is trusted to, you know, give the keys to the car to on that franchise. But he can also, you know, do this post-apocalyptic, you know, Mad Max-ish wasteland. Yeah. So, you know, he's showing some writing chops in some different genres, which is nice.
Comics-related stuff, TV, movies, games, obviously, Ultimate Alliance is what I'm addicted to now. Other than that, there was something else that I'm looking forward to. I don't know, I mean, the movies that are coming out next year and that, you know, if the Preacher series comes out, that I'm
something else we haven't mentioned television-wise, I'm sorry, is Smallville and its edition of Green Arrow.
Yeah.
And I think that has been a very pleasant surprise this season, how well the Smallville producers have been able to finally find a Batman-like character to rub up against Superman, because really, for all intent and purposes, this Holly Quinn is very much Bruce Wayne, and I think it works, and they've done it to great effect, and I look forward to the 2007 sweep surprise when we will see the baby Justice League of Smallville with the Flash and Cyborg and Green Arrow and Clark, and there's a woman involved, and I'm not sure who she represents, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Actually, I was thinking back, I forgot the thing I was looking forward to next year is the Dark Tower series coming out.
Stephen King, Marvel.
I completely forgot. I love the series. I read all seven books.
Jay Lee is doing art.
Did you see the sketchbook?
I saw the sketchbook. I showed you the colorist thing they showed you in the back, though, too? How he does the colors. Yeah. That was amazing to look at. Man, am I looking forward to that series.
I did have another series this year that I picked from my top of the stack over and over again. X-Factor. Peter David.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Great year.
That's a great consistent book.
Awesome book. That's just a great book. So that certainly was one of my favorite series of the year. And what am I looking for? Oh, I already did that. That was it, right?
Okay.
What I'm looking forward to?
Yeah. I agree with
that. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Jay Lee is going to draw the shit out of the Dark Tower.
He's the perfect artist. He's the perfect artist for that book.
It's going to be awesome. All right. My favorite series. I'm going to split my vote. One is going to be absolutely no surprise to anyone out there, The Exterminators by Simon Oliver and Tony Moore. We talk about it all the time. The Exterminators is one that it's hard for me to not pull the car over and read it before I get home on the days that it comes out, because I look forward to it that much. So The Exterminators is always one of my favorites, and I know Tom and Sal also. My sleeper from this year that I really just kind of realized last week how absolutely fantastic this series is, and that's Elephant Men. Mm-hmm. It is by Richard Starkings from Conocraft. Mm-hmm. It's coming out under the Image imprint, and Elephant Men and Hip Flask have been some of the, for my taste, the closest you can get to comic book perfection this year. The art is absolutely breathtaking. The storytelling is tight. Dialogue is really good. Mm-hmm. The whole idea behind the series is an interesting and very, you know, it just kind of grabs me where I need a comic to grab.
And it was ahead of its time, too, because it didn't really take off when it came out the first time.
As Hip Flask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about
it is just it's a fantastic book.
Yeah,
it really is.
You can read a couple of issues, and you already care about the characters.
Well, that's the other nice thing, too, is each issue you can kind of grab at any time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're standalone.
Usually two. Yeah. At least two stories. Yeah.
And it is an absolutely fantastic
And I think we'll probably
series.
Be talking to Richard Starking next year.
That's cool. Sometime.
And Chris's letter for the day is E.
Exterminators, Elephant Man.
E-Man.
Well, I'll move on. We'll go to, actually,
backwards in
the alphabet. My favorite single issue, same series as John Suntress's, but a different issue. It is Detective Comics number 821. And this was, of course, penned by the fantastic Paul Denny, but artwork by J.H. Williams III. And that's why I gave this one the nod, is because I'm a whore for J.H. Williams's art.
It was the first issue, too.
Yeah. This was the first issue of the new Detective Comics. And once again, standalone story. It had kind of all, it was my top of the stack, so you can, you know, go back and find that. But it had all of the great elements of what a Batman story should be. You know, you had, mm-hmm.
Rogues, you had, you know, Commissioner Gordon, Alfred. It was a perfect Batman story for me. Mm-hmm. So that was my favorite single issue, Detective Comics number 821.
And the art was fantastic.
J.H. Williams is so
freaking
good.
That was like a step up from Desolation Jones.
Oh.
The art was so good in that issue.
Yeah. He is, even going back to his Prometheus stuff, he is awesome. Writers, man, Ed Brubaker's here. You know, we talked about it all episode long. So Ed was the man this year. And nod to Fraction. 2007, probably going to be my pick. Artist, J.H. Williams. He doesn't do stuff all the time, but when he does, he's fantastic. And definitely honorable mention there to Tony Moore, his work on Exterminators and...
Fear Agent.
His Fear Agent work, fantastic.
And my Captain America sketch.
Yes.
All fantastic.
Yeah, and just being an awesome guy. News stories, talked about it on Monday, the passing of Alex Toth. I think that it gave me an opportunity to learn about him and what an important person he was to the comic book industry and even beyond that. My publisher of the year, hurts me to say it, Vince B. from Bullpen Bulletins, cover your ears, I don't want you to hear this. My publisher of the year is DC Comics, for everything that Sal had talked about. 52 was the car wreck that never happened. You know, everyone was waiting for that to
they'll
blow
never
up.
Keep up with the schedule.
They'll never make it, and they've been dead on every week, consistently across the board. DC has been doing amazing stuff all year long. So, as much as it hurts this old Marvel zombie to say it, they're my publisher of the year. Comics related stuff. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, awesome. Also love V for Vendetta. It was I happened much, much earlier in the year, so I think people are forgetting about it. V was an awesome movie. What am I looking forward to in 2007? Friday nights at Dark Tower, doing this.
Oh,
didn't I tell you we're no longer going to be doing
this? Oh, we've been kicked out. No, what am I looking
at
forward
not
to?
With Sal.
Another great year of
someone
comics.
Else.
All right, guys.
I own the domain.
Happy New Year!
It'll be around comic.
That'll wrap it up. Let's bring on 2007. Let's.
Oh God! Another
bring
year.
Bring on the dancing granny.
Where the hell are the dancing cats? All right. Let's. Thank you, everyone, for a fantastic year. Let's knock through these announcements. Don't forget about our Year of Alan Moore. Go to the forum. There is a thread on that. We've wrapped up our month of Swamp Thing, so we're moving on to Watchmen and the complete Ballad of Halo Jones. So also look for details on our Absolute Watchmen contest. Probably our next episode will have details on that. March, get ready for From Hell. Shop It Around Comics, you can find all of those great books and more at our Shop It Around Comics section at the website. You can call our hotline. Sal, what's the hotline number?
1-888-65-GCAST.
All right. I think we have some Frapper folks, but we'll throw them into the next episode and get them mentioned. But you can join our Frapper map. We love the Frapper mappers. Check out all the great things at aroundcomics.com.
I strongly like them. I don't know. Loves of.
I love the Frapper maps. check out all the great things that aroundcomics.com has to offer. It's your source for the best in comic book news, reviews, and opinions. While you're there, please take a minute to fill out our listener survey. It lets us know who we're talking to and how we can make Around Comics a better show. We are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network. CPN is a collection of some of the best comic book podcasts on the net. You can learn more about the network and find more great podcasts at comicspodcast.com. Just so everyone is aware, we post next week's topic on Tuesdays or thereabouts at the forum at aroundcomics.com. We mentioned on Monday, Steve Rude is going to be on our next episode.
I hear
so
he's a comic artist.
He is a comic artist.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
John, anything coming up on Word Balloon?
I got two great Bronze Age creators coming up in January that I'm really excited to talk to. Martin Pascow, great writer from the 70s for DC, one of the co-writers of the Batman Mask of the Phantasm movie and several key episodes of the animated series, and one of the best Superman and Green Arrow writers of the 70s, Elliot S. Magan. You might remember he did the novelization of Kingdom Come in the 90s, But for me, as I said, Green Arrow, nobody wrote him better. And he and Kerry Bates as a team wrote some great Superman stories, great Justice League
Didn't
stories.
Didn't he do the Superman novels, too?
He did. Last Son of Krypton right. and Miracle Monday. And those are some fine books that showed the mm-hmm. dynamic between Superman and Lex that you enjoy so yep. much in Smallville. Well, Elliot was doing it 20 years earlier. So, and also Frank Cho coming up. So that's going to be cool.
Oh, very
and
nice.
I think as
is he going to bring a model with him?
I certainly hope so. Or at least put one in the mail.
No, he's going to. But he's going to draw John in a bikini.
Exactly.
I want you to ask that question.
You know, I've already got the rack. So
just
you know,
ask him. Does he use a model? That's all I want to know.
I'll be asking him lots
of
questions.
Then we'll be finding her.
And also John Hickman's interview with me. You guys sent him a month ago, and I wanted to give us a little time. But Nightly News is such a great series.
Yep.
And definitely want to give him the spotlight and the attention that he deserves
yes,
in such
yeah.
a great series. So that's what's coming up on Word Balloon.
All right. You got it.
What's coming up on your podcast, Mark?
Absolutely nothing. I'm just reorganizing the store.
And it looks
it
fantastic.
It takes all my time. I don't have time for my podcast. I hate Sell.
That's your podcast.
IHateSell.com.
Well, it's like they'll mention I Hate Mike.
It's right next to IHateMike.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Definitely want to say howdy to Tom. We missed you today, buddy.
Tom, never the same without
come
you,
back, Tom.
I know. There were so many moments in the last couple hours where I was
funnier.
Like, man, Tom would have just launched a zinger right there,
yeah.
I can tell. Mr. Suntris, thank you as always. Happy New Year to
it
you,
It is my
sir.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you for allowing mm-hmm. me to sit in as much as you do and have in 2006, and I'll try to be less of a burden in 2007.
Never a burden. Never a burden. We enjoy it. Mr. Beatty, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, guys. Same to you guys.
Thanks for giving us a place to sit on Friday night.
Yeah, Mark,
no problem. No problem. It's just keeping this small area clear just for you folks.
Excellent.
Going to have it taped off. Around comics only.
Yeah.
Murder scene tape?
That kind of thing.
I'm thinking velvet rope.
Nice. I'm thinking the police tape.
My yes. buddy, my partner on the show, thank
That's
you much.
Me. You're welcome.
Thank Happy you. New Year.
Happy New Year.
I look forward to tormenting
Happy,
you for a whole new 12 months.
Well,
congratulations, Chris.
Yeah, congratulations.
The end of the year marriage, and you and Marta. Hope
on the same day that Saddam Hussein was hung?
Yeah, great.
Who kind of hangs anyone any longer?
I just want to know.
The Iraqis do, Pally.
Yeah, I guess.
All I want to know is, did you wear a white dress, Chris?
Not at the wedding.
Is it you guys at the
later.
Star Wars wedding?
All I know is it's a bad taste for the bride after she's married to call up her husband's friend and hit on him. I don't know. I'm not saying it happens.
She did that, didn't she?
I got a strange phone call. She was drunk, and I don't know. What are you going to do?
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, that's my baby.
Emperor Marta.
For you, Marta.
All right, folks. Everyone have a fantastic rest of their week and weekend. We'll be back again on Monday with another full-length episode.
Oh, God, I don't think I'll make it.
You'll make it.
I don't know that I'm going to get these shows out this week. Anyway. All right. We done? This is the end of the year?
Done to do bitching,
in and around.
Thank God.
Comics.
Like to suggest a topic? Send us your comments or are interested in becoming a panel member? Email us at info@aroundcomics.com or visit the Contact Us section of our website. Music for the show provided by the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. Views expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and do not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Thank you for listening today, and remember to join us next time when the panel will change, but our mission will stay the same. Bringing you the very best news, reviews, and opinions in and around comics. Around Comics is a Pipe Dream production. Copyright 2006, all rights reserved. Yeah. Why you got my love and left me alone? Why you got my left alone? I know that you don't love me. Oh, baby, what is going on? Let me, oh, let me, baby, love you one more time.